the economic and political thought of the Roman Catholic Church. And that is where the important information lies in this book. He goes through very carefully and demonstrates what the economic and political foundation of the Catholic Church are. He goes back to the philosophers from the pagan world, where Catholicism took their political and economic understanding primarily to a man named Thomas Aquinas, which is the church authority, recognizing the Catholic Church as its number one philosophy. He shows you very simply what that philosophy is, and then he demonstrates what the outcome of having that philosophy is, and he does it by using current information from the Catholic Church. And once you understand what he's demonstrating, and you have some passages from current encyclicals, what it provides you with is the ability to understand some of the statements that are coming out of the Roman Catholic Church and what they really mean, because they speak with words that if you don't understand what their definitions are, then you don't understand what they're really saying. I'll give you an example of that. I spoke with an Adventist not too long ago that had written in a book that the Roman Catholic Church is the greatest defender of religious liberty in the world today. And he cited, in order to defend that, a couple encyclicals. Encyclicals are written statements that come out from the papacy, and the Catholic Church believes that they are infallible. They are the authority of the Catholic Church. And when I confronted this gentleman, he didn't understand that I had read enough from the Catholic Church to know that, yes, if you read the places where in the encyclicals where they're defending religious liberty in a shallow way, you can believe that they are defending religious liberty. But if you read other encyclicals, they define what religious liberty is, because they'll define to you that liberty is the freedom to do what you ought to do. That's a direct quote out of an encyclical. That's what freedom is, according to Pope John Paul II. So freedom is the ability to do what you ought to do, and then they further tell you that what you ought to do is what the Catechism says. So liberty is the freedom to do what you ought to do, but what you ought to do is the rules of the Catholic Church. So religious liberty, in their mind, is when you are following the rules of the Catechism. So if you don't understand that definition of the Catholic Church, and you see Pope John Paul II defending religious liberty, you may be led to believe that he's defending your and my religious liberty, but he's not. He's defending